So we're learning the first parak of Bava Basra. We are very much at the beginning of the parak, the days. I want to encourage everybody to learn more and more of the Masechta. Toward the end of the first parak, there's a number of nice gemaras relating to Tanakh, the Seder of the Svarim of Tanakh. It has to do with the fact that the Mishnah mentions there in terms of when you can divide a shutfis in different types of items. And one of the things mentioned has to do with Kisvei HaKodesh. So based on that, we have a lot of interesting gemaras that discuss issues relating to Kisvei HaKodesh, the Seder of the Svarim of Tanakh. And in that sugya, that Tezvav HaMed Aleph, you have this inyan that we're going to discuss today, the inyan of Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, the last eight psukim of Zos HaBracha, beginning with Vayomas Shamosha Eved Hashem. Now, let me just take a second to show you something interesting. The Gemara talks about this as Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah and the question of who wrote it and how. The truth is that Ibn Ezra already notes that one could have thought about this issue not just from the Pasuk Vayomas Shamosha, how could Moshe have written Vayomas Shamosha if it hasn't happened yet, but really going back to 12 Psukim before the end of Chumash, because, and this is what we're going to be reading, Simchas Torah, of course, that Hashem had told Moshe to go up to the mountain, the Har HaBarim. Now, that Sivui appears, we're going to be reading that this coming Shabbos, after Yom Kippur, at the end of Hazinu. We have the Shiras Hazinu, which is the bulk of the Parsha. And then you have a couple of psukim that follow that, where Moshe tells everybody, pay close attention to what I just taught you. Shiras Hazinu is a very important message. And it's important. Everything is important here. Kilo daba reikul mikem. The Torah is important, and with this, you'll be able to have a lasting time in Eretz Yisrael. Then comes the maftir of Hazinu. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh lemor. The tzivui Hashem tells Moshe alei har ha'abram hazeh. This is the tzivui to Moshe to go up the mountain. The Eis Eretz Canaan, you're going to see the land. Hashem tells Moshe he's going to die on the mountain, and so on. So Moshe is given the tzivui, his last tzivui, to fulfill, to go up the mountain, and that will be the end of his life. The response to that tzivui, Moshe, in fact, complies, doesn't appear till after Zos HaBracha, all the brachas that he gives. So then the next thing we find is Zos HaBracha Sheberach Moshe, and he goes through the Shevach of Kal Yisrael, who are Mekabel the Torah, Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe, and then Shevet by Shevet, Yechivu Uvein, Zos Yehuda, and so on and so forth. And then he goes to, after the last of the Shvatim, Shimon doesn't get his own bracha, as you know, and then you have Asher, right? Asher Amar, Uchi Amecha Davecha, and then he speaks again about everybody. Ein Kokel Yeshurun, Rochev Shemayim Bezvecha, Vagavasu Shchake, Ma'ona Elohe Kedem, Mitachas Ra'os Olam. This is all like the summation of everything. Ve'ishka Yisrael Betach Badad in Yaakov, Ashvecha Yisrael, Micha Mocha, Amno Shabashem, Mogin Ezvecha. This is the last words of Moshe, the parting words. Then comes Vayal Moshe. This is now the last 12 psukim of Chumash. Vayal Moshe me'arvas mo'av el harnevo. This is, of course, connecting to the end of Hazinu, to the Tzivur. Vayarei Hashem es kol ha'aretz, es ha'gilad adon, and so on. And then, 8 psukim before the end of the Chumash is what the Gemara is going to discuss. So Gemara calls it 8 psukim, but you have to know, really, the issue could be relevant for 12 psukim. And there you have, Vayomas Shamosh Eved Hashem, and so on, Vikbo Sovagai, Moshe Ben Meir, Vesmishan Ben Moso, Vayikub Ben Yisrael Es Moshe, Vayabos Moav, Vishur Ben Nun Mali Ruach Chachma, Vayol Kom Nabi Yav Yisrael Ki Moshe, Vachol Ha'osos Ben Mosim, Vachol Yad HaChazaka, and so on, Asher Osama Shidiko Yisrael. That concludes Chamisha Chumshit Torah. Derech Agav, just so you think about it, interesting, the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go up was at the end of Hazinu. So how can Moshe not respond immediately to Hashem's tzivui? What happens? Hashem tells him to go, and then there's a break, the Zos HaBracha, and then after that, Vayal Moshe. Hashem says to go. What are you delaying? The Ramban talks about this. Ibn Ezra thought, because of this, that the brachas that Moshe gave, so it's a bracha really, even though it's in the Chumash at this point, really was earlier, beginning of Vayelach. We read last week, Vayelach Moshe, that's the last day of Moshe's life. And it's at that time that Moshe gave these brachos, even though the Torah puts it at the end, sort of like as an addendum, but really it was given before. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns differently, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave these brachos and then wrote it into the Torah and then went up to the mountain, which is going to be interesting as we read our Gemara. Because the Gemara, one of the issues that Gemara's going to discuss is Moshe said to the Levian, again from Parshas Vayelach, L'koach ha-sefer Torah hazeh. Sounds like it's all finished. And that's when the Raya said it had to be, it was written already, and Moshe wrote it. But wait a second, what about Zos HaBracha? Zos HaBracha, Moshe didn't give yet, according to Ramban, so he couldn't have written it before he gave it. So what happened to L'koach ha-sefer Torah hazeh? Elamai, he meant Al Shem Ha'asid. So then what's the big problem? So he could say whatever it was, but there's a difference. So ultimately it was the full Torah, just that it wasn't yet, to say that the whole Torah, but the whole Torah includes something that Moshe didn't like, maybe it would be. Okay, with that in mind, so now let's see what the Gemara has here in Daf Tes Vav. So there is a Braisa that the Gemara quotes, and the Gemara analyzes different sections of the Braisa. And this is now Amar Mar, this is on Tes Vav Amid Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. Because the Braisa says on the bottom of Yudalad and Mebeis that Yoshua Kasav Sifro, meaning Sefer Yoshua, going through the authorship of different Svarim of Tanakh, Ushmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, again, referring to Shmona Psukim. Yeshua wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah. Says the Gemara, that's not everybody's Shita. That's one Tana, that's not everybody. Amar, Yeshua Kasav Sifro, Ushmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, Tanya, Kemando Amar Shmonim Sukim Shabbat Torah Yeshua Kasva. This goes like that. Mando Amar that Yeshua wrote the last eight Sukim of Chumash were written by Yeshua. The Sanya, for we have a Braisa that has a machokis on this point. Vayomas Shem Moshe v'Hashem. Ef Shem Moshe. Here's a Shem Nigir. Ef Shem Moshe Meis. The Kasva Yomas Shem Moshe. Or Ef Shem Moshe Chai. I think is the other Girsa. In other words, the point is it's inconceivable that Moshe could be writing Vayomas Shem Moshe. Either because he's alive, so he can write Vayomas, or if it's after it happens, so then he can't be writing it. Either way, the point is clear, that how is it possible to have Moshe Rabbeinu himself writing Vayomas Shem Moshe? This is the Gemara's question, the Braisa's question. Ella says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kan Kasa Moshe, until we get to that point, again, whether it's Vayomas, or it's maybe until Vayal Moshe, that's the question. Mark quotes about it as from Vayomas Shem, not from Vayal Moshe. Either way, Ad Kan Kasav Moshe, Mikan Ve'ech Kasav Yehoshua, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Lord Nechemiah. So in other words, Yeshua wrote the last Psukim of the Chumash. This is one sheet, and that's what the Braisa apparently is holding. Yeshua Kasav, the last Psukim. Amalo Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, can't be. Efshe, Sefer Torah Chaser, Os Achas. The Sefer Torah is lacking something, Os, that was written by Moshe, Uksiv, this is the Pasuk in Vayelach. Al-Koach HaSefer Torah Zer, this is what Moshe said to the Levim. That they should take the Sefer Torah. It says in there, "Vayichtov Moshe es haTorah hazos," right? And then it says that he tells them, "Vayitzav Moshe es halavim." This is Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chavhein Chavav. Nosi Aron Bis Hashem LaKoach es Sefer Torah zeh. This Sefer Torah that I wrote, "V'samtem Moshe mitzad Aron Bis Hashem Elokeichem Vayasham b'chol eid." So he's telling them, giving them a tzibur to put it aside. The Sefer Torah sounds like the Sefer Torah is complete. So Rav Shimon says, Ella, it can't be that Yeshua wrote it. Had to be Moshe wrote it, but there's something about the way Moshe wrote it that would solve the problem that we just presented at Efshe Moshe Meis, Efshe Moshe Chai, the Kasa V'Yomas Shem Moshe. So again, just to pause for a second for ourselves, like, what about Zos HaBracha? It's an interesting thing. I don't have a perfect shot, but I'm just going to share with you a little bit what I've been thinking. The Ramban, who I told you, says that Zos HaBracha was not given before. It was written and given and written after Moshe was told by Alei. But the same Ramban, seemingly, maybe it just sounds like a stira, unless you find a way in the yash of it, right? The Ramban on the Pasuk Vayichtov Moshe Satorah Hazos, which is in Pasuk Chabez, I mean Aleph Chabez, we just read last week. The Ramban's Lashon is that Moshe wrote until the Enik Ho Yisrael. Ramban is going according to the Shita that Moshe wrote the whole Torah, not Yeshua wrote the end of the Chumash. And that's his lesson. He said, Ad l'enei kol Yisrael. Let me find it for you. Okay. I'm sorry, that pasuk is earlier. That pasuk is, here it is. It's a Lamed Aleph Tes. V'yichta Moshe Satorah Hazos. Later pasuk is a Sashira Hazos. V'yichta Moshe Satorah Hazos. Says the Ramban, Mitchilas Bereshis, Ad le'enei kol Yisrael. So, Ad le'enei kol Yisrael. So, the Ramban is going, of course, and Moshe wrote everything. But the Ramban says, Ad, meaning everything from there until. The fact that he says Mitchilas Bereshis, that's important to recognize, that's according to the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Bereshis at the very end of the 40 years. It's Machokis in Gemara Gittin of Samach, whether the Torah is Megillah Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna, whether the Torah is written in installments. Moshe Rabbeinu first wrote till the end of Maaseh Mishkan, and then over the course of the rest of the time, he added Parashis to that Sefer Torah, which was finished in the 40th year. Or Torah Chasuma Nitna means I didn't write anything until year 40. Ramban is learning from Bereshis, he's going according to Mandam Chasimita. Ramban, the beginning of Hagdamah to Bereshis, discusses that. Maybe Thursday after Yantif, we could discuss that more. But the fact is, Ad le'enei kol Yisrael, right? But that's the Ramban of Pasuk Tes. Now, the Ramban on this Pasuk, Vayikach Halos Moshe Lichtov Esdibei HaTorah Zos HaSefer Ad Tumam Vayitzav Moshe Salubim. This Pasuk, the Gemara is quoting, Lokoach, says the Ramban, so meaning, can't tamper with it. Don't add them, take away. How's he writing the whole thing? It must be he already gave the brachas. The area of the Torah is after Hazinu, but that's where it is positioned in the Torah. But it was already written and it was already given, it was already said over. The Yitachin says Ramban, no. Ki achri shekasa v'ashira v'yilamda espnei Yisrael ish ish l'shifteyem. He wrote the shira and he taught it to everybody. It shevet sheivim lefan of a b'samedrash. The kasa v'sefer Torah. He wrote the shira and sefer Torah, and then he told the Kohanim l'kocha sefer Torah lomar shegam hashira tia munachas ba'aron im haTorah shi mechal haTorah. The shira is part of the Torah. He written it down. He taught it to the shvatim individually. He told them, as it says over here, Shakibu Elecha, Shakibu Love, O Kosik Neshvatim Bashotrim. Bini Asua Kohanim King. Bayakibu Elov Koha'am. Behaid Bemesh Memes Arech, Bahakil, Baosnea Kohanim Bechola'am. The Oz, Amar Losha Mizbarach, Aleil Harakaram Hazet. Then Hashem said, go up the mountain. Beneschai Brasus King Miad. The Amadu Berach Osam Bezosa Bracha. The Yichtov Osa, the Sofa Sefer Shinasan Lakohan. So Ramban here is saying that he gave over Zosa Bracha and he wrote it after he said it over, which was after he said the words Lakoach Sefer Torezer. But Oz, Osu Akohan, Mashab Siva Osa. So the Samtim Osa is Al Shem HaAsid, right? The Nasma Sefer Shalem, Mitzad Aron Abris, Vinea Ko, Kesed HaOmer Bator. This is, so again, I Ramban before said, I'm going to call Israel. So also, you have to know the psukim at the end of Hazina, right after the Shira, Moshe says, Kilo Davarekum, when did he write that? It's a bit unclear. Like, there's certain things you have to know when that was written. Either way, the Gemara, Rav Shimon's question is, at the end of the day, whether it was Chal now or it was Chal later, but it has to be a Sefer Torah that's complete. That's not Yoshua writing some of those words. That's Rav Shimon's time. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda didn't think it was a taina, but that's from Shimon's taina. So it can be that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write some of, you know, if it's a Sefer Torah and it's Yoshua's words, his writing, it can't be. So Maisa, what about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu can't write the Yomash Shemosh? So he says, here's the difference. There's a shinoi between these tukim and the rest of the Torah before that. El ad kana kadosh baruch hu omer, umoshe omer v'kosev. Here too, we have to know what this means. Omer, and Moshe is omer v'kosev. What's the omer of Moshe Rabbeinu? Omer means what? To say, to call Yisrael, doesn't mean to say the words before writing it down. Moshe omer v'kosev, that's the rest of the Torah. Mikan ve'elach, from the Yomash Shemoshe and on, Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoshe Kosev Bidema. So it doesn't say Omer V'Kosev, it says Kosev. And what? Kosev Bidema. What's Bidema? With tears. What does it mean, with tears? While he's saying, while he's crying. Writing, he's crying. Well, he's writing with tears.
He's crying as
he's crying as he's writing it. K'moshe nemar lahalan, v'yomer lehem baruch, mipiz is the Talmud of Yirmiyahu Anavi, Yibaruch ben Eria, mipiv yikor alayis kod v'am eil, v'nikosev al sefer b'dyo. Let's stop for a second. Let's see what Rashi has to say. Tanya k'manda omar k'lach diktanil el Yeshua kasa sifro, shmon p'sukim, asya ki haitam dil kamed omar nam Yeshua kasa. Desanya pulte t'hanoi v'hai v'yomer shamoshe, k'moshe nemar lahalan, akur mil sekoi. This is just going in everything. The Kama Kosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kosev, where do we find that idea? K'moshe Metzino Shenevim Kosen Pirabam, that it's a dictation, and then the Talmud or Navi writes based on what he's here. Okay, this is part one of the Gemara. So what's not clear is what's this Omer of the Kosev? What does it mean exactly? And what does it mean Bidyo, Bidema? There's another part of the Gemara, which is also very interesting. That's coming in the next piece of Gemara. This is the Gemara, Paral Gemara in Menachos. Halacha that he taught us, Ligabe, the way that these tzukim are read in a tzibur, right? Or in a, when they're read for Kriyas HaTorah, as follows. Shimona psukim shba Torah, Yachid Koreosa. This can have multiple pshatim. Yachid Koreosa. So this special din of Yachid Koreosa, Nulema, Rabbi Yehuda, below Rav Shimon. The fact that it has this special halacha of Yochid Koryosan means it must be different than the rest. It must be Yeshua wrote it, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara responds, no, Afilutem Rav Shimon, ho b'ishtanu ishtanu. Even though Moshe wrote it, but since there's the shinui happens to be what we said before, Moshe was Moshe Omer v'kosev, Moshe Kosev, and Moshe b'dema. So that accounts for this halacha. What is this halacha? What's the connection between the ishtanu ishtanu? It's like a medrash priya. What's Pshat Gemara? A second. Look at Rashi first. Rashi, start with Rashi. Rashi gets Kadima, right, before anyone else. Rashi says, Yochid Koryosan Kolom Eimav Sikin Be. Meaning, there's no, it's one Ola. Right? It's not, you don't make a break and end up calling up someone else in the middle of those psukim. The Achronim asked, Toras Chaim, others, what does it mean, Yochid? What should it say then, according to Rashi? The Lashon is not Medui. What should it say? Rashi means you cannot mafsik. You only have one person reading those psukim, not two. So what should it say? The word yachid will be a better word. Echad. Echad kori. That's what the Torah Schaim asks in Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns yachid means one person. Leimer Rav Yehudahi, da'amar lo kasa Moshe. And because of that, l'figach nishtanu mishara Torah, d'lok Rav Shimon. So why is this halacha, especially over here, that only one person not to be mafsik, because it's different, because Yeshua wrote. Okay? What's the difference? What's the answer? No, even Rav Shimon, ho b'ishtanu lichto b'dema ishtanu. Since it was written b'dema, while crying, let's say, Rashi doesn't focus on the other shinui, kosev and not omer v'kosev. So therefore, ishtanu. So what's going on here? What's the shaykhis exactly? Yeah.
No, halacha that ksav shuris needs to be with DL. So when they bring up this issue of how you supposed to say for DL, is that the halacha they're mentioning?
So Rashi learns that it's brought in order to show me that the people who are writing the Nevi'im were being taught beforehand what to write, and they wrote that. It's going on everything. That's how Rashi learns Kamashin Amar. Because especially if you're going to learn Peshach, that the Dema means that was the ink. That's not the Yo. It's Dema. Right. Now, if you want to learn that way, the Mashas Peshach, then it means that it wasn't really a ksiva, so therefore it's not a kasha that Moshe wrote it before it happened, because it's not permanent, so it doesn't have a chalos ksiba yet. This is, there are other, many other pshatim, both in what it means, bedema, and also what does it mean, yachid koryos. Maybe I have your mamar komos, let's see a little bit here together inside, as much as we're able to go. Okay. So, here, the psukim you have on the top, you have Rashi and Chumash goes according to which shita, so Rashi brings both, right? Rashi says, Efshem Moshe Meis, Rashi and Chumash, right? Moshe, because of the Yomester Moshe, Adkan Kasa Moshe, Mekan Rech Yeshua, Rav Meir Omer, we have an argument that was Rav Shimon, I believe, right? We have Rav Shimon, right? Efshem, Sefer Torah Chasa, Kulam, Behu Omer, Koach, and so on, El Gosh Baruch Hu, Omer, Moshe Kosa Vedema. Doesn't emphasize Adkan and here. The Ibn Ezra you see over here is from Vayal Moshe, and he just, Ibn Ezra sometimes just goes back to the Pshat, and he assumes, like the Shitan of Tanoim of Yeshua, and he goes back to Vayal Moshe. If he died, to Kimizah Apostle, Kas of Yeshua, because once Moshe goes up the mountain, he wrote Kasav, Bdech Nebuah, Kasav, he wrote it Bdech Nebuah, that's for sure. And, let's make that clear. Even if old Yeshua wrote it, the Pshat would also be a Moshe writes in the Shuv also, that Kosh Baruch would dictate to Yeshua the same way dictated to Moshe every word of the Torah. So the last Sukkim, Hashem taught Yeshua, and Yeshua wrote it in Pia Kosh Baruch. But the question is, was it Yeshua, was it Moshe Rabbeinu? So as it says, he wrote it in Nevuah, Ra'ed, by Re'u Hashem is called Arz, Yom Hashem Elav, Gamba Yikbor. So it sounds like it's someone else talking about what happened to Moshe. He says, Ada Yom Hazez to Yeshua. The Orach Chaim is very upset with the Ben Ezra. Ramban also upset with the Ben Ezra. But Ramban has a love-hate relationship with the Ben Ezra. Ramban is, but he gives him credit sometimes too. But here the Orach Chaim is very, Ra'isi Ben Ezra, Shekasav, Sheshua, Kasav came. Ve'enroi luchta dvarim ha'ele. Okay, you can see his words, how he writes. Okay, don't pay attention to what he says. Okay. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Bachye will go follow on the page here. So he also quotes Ibn Ezra, and he says, why did he say this? That he's deaf and his kfura. So he says, I don't even think it's such a problem. What's the big deal? He goes with basically putting more weight on the shita of Shimon or Meir. Kimosha kasav kula mibreshes adreni koyisvel. Ramban Chumi said, akom pi agvura. That's Rav Meir. And his guest was Rav Meir, Lakoach, and so on. And he says, what's the big deal? I mean, it's Lamaisa, the kasha that was posed, Efshem Moshe, Meis, the kasha. So really, the whole problem is not such a problem. After all, Hayakos, Mashas, and Rios. And we find that. We find that in Shira too. He's referring to the future. So you have to know, why was it such a problem for the first time? Really, what's so terrible if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it before it happened? The Gemara we have in Bava Basra has the parallel is in Menachos. And you can see the Menachos, it starts off with the statement of Yochid Koryo's son, Kemandu Lokrev Shimon. The Gemara said, more quotes the Machokes, and the Gemara says, no, Lema Dukrev Shimon, Afil Tim Rav Shimon, Hove Shtani Shtani. That's the same Gemara that we have. Let's look at the Rashi in Menachos. Shmona Pesukim Mivayomas Moshe Yachid Koryosan Adam Echad Koran Bein Mapsik Bein Time Kedei Lamad Acher Ubiklos. Rashi, the same pshat that he gives in Bava Basra. Only one Ole, not two. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer Umoshe Omer Acherav. Now Rashi says something pshat here that we don't have in Bava Basra. Rashi adds Umoshe Omer Acherav Kedei Shelo Yita Bechsav Bekosev. So according to Rashi, Omer Bekosev is not referring to Omer Tekais. Omer means, as soon as Hashem said those words, whatever they were, Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it and then wrote down. So there was an amira of the sofer. Moshe Rabbeinu was the sofer rabba, one who wrote down, he repeated what he heard, and then he committed to writing. And why do you do that? Rashi gives a reason, technical reason, because it just allows you to focus. You know, you heard it, but you want to emphasize what you heard, what you're going to write is going to be the correct word, so you say it again, and then you write it down. The next Rashi, Moshe Kosa Bedema, V'lo Haya Omer Acherav, Meirov Tzara. So here Rashi is going to get to our two shinuyim. In other words, shinuy number one, he didn't repeat the word, and it was Bedema, meaning he was crying. the dem pashim means bris. Rashi doesn't indicate that it was written with dia with dema, but it was mirok tsara because of the dema. That's why he couldn't repeat it. But somehow the fact they didn't repeat the words makes that's a critical shino, right? He didn't repeat the words, and he put it on the page without having repeated it. And then the Gemara asks, Lamadulokrav Shimon. Oh, so here, take a look at the next question. Kemosh Emma, Lahami Pibi Kori, Shaloya Oma Acharav Nishum de Kinasavi. So here, Rashi too is learning different than us. In Bava Basra, how did Rashi learn the citation from Yirmiyahu? Akua Mil Sakai. Akash Baruch Omer Moshe Kol said, Kemosh Matsino Shanavim Kosim Pirab. It's just going on the idea that the Navi writes what he heard. How does Rashi in Menachas learn Pshat? Mipivi Kare, we're talking about Echa, Sefer Kinas. So here too, you don't see that Baruch Benaria was repeating the words before writing it down. So you see that there's a precedent for the one who's writing being dictated, not having to repeat. Generally, the default is you should repeat Shelo Yitte, but if you're very aggravated, so you don't, you get a pass. You don't have to repeat the words, you just write it down anyway. So that's how Rashi learns in Menachas. It's different than Rashi Bavas, right? The pasuk in Miki Kare means he didn't repeat it; he just wrote it down. Lema the loch of Shimon, the kimin the amr of Shimon Moshe kasav havelu kishab sukim biyapsik benem biikrache. Why can't someone else read? The ishtani, the nichta bedema, ishtani mishal sefer Torah was written out of aggravation, out of tears. Therefore, ishtani. And what exactly does that have to do with why you don't have two olim? Okay, this is all one pshat in the Gemara, one pshat in what it means, Yachid Koryosam, and then we have to understand how it all comes together. Okay? Here we have Tosfos. Tosfos on the top, and in Menachas, also in Bava Basra. Okay, we'll start with Menachas. We're looking at Menachas now. There's a second pshat, Rabbeinu Meshulam. What does it mean, Yachid Koryosam? L'mi'ute shelo yikra shatz imo. In other words, what's unique to these psukim is that the Ola reads it, and the Shliach Tzibur, the Balkori we would call, does not read. Only the Ola reads it. Yachid, only one person reads it, and not the two of them together. We know that typically you have the two of them together, the Balkori, and you read it as well. Only the Ola. That's his pshat. Tosus asks on this pshat. The Kasha Binu Tam. B'me'ach HaChamim, lo yiregilas shi'isayah Shliach Tzibur Balkori b'Torah. K'muchtak shnein Megillah. In other words, the halacha was always for the rest of Chumash that, like, started, I think today, Timanim, the Oler reads his Aliyah. So what do you mean only here? Yachid Koryosa, only the Oler. It's always that. That's the Kasha. Okay, El Ken Irkin, Kamasha Bishba Kuntus, Rafukash, Loikru Zahazer, Osim Chaz Psukim, like four and four, and so on. We have the shots doing it, conditional vice, mission you de likros, like performed by Bikurim as well, that they were makra for the person. That is a bin of mishum. So the second shot, which Tosus doesn't like. Now, just once we're on this page, look at the Tosus Umoshe Kosev. There's a whole other Indian, which is not going, we're not going to get into. The show is what day was it that Moshe died? Was it a Friday or a Shabbos? So we know Tzitzchak Tzedek has said Shabbos HaMincha. One of the reasons given is because it's Tzitzchak Din from Moshe Rabbeinu, also Yosef and David. The problem is that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the Shabbos. How could he write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Right about Melechus Kosek. That's a big, big Indian. Okay. The last Tosef, Moshe Kosev, Yesvarm Degarsi Moshe Omer Bekosek. The Chumra who will Kosek Sefer Torah Mezuzot Tfilin. What do you mean? It's a chumrah. Chumrah? That's what it is. That's what they're doing. Moshe did. So why is Tosus making it like a chumrah? Does Tosus have a different shan on what the Gemara means? Omer v'kosei. Tosus is saying something else. Okay, we'll leave that. Let's go to Tosus in Bava Basra. We have to look at our own Gemaras. He brings our Meshulam's pshat, that only the Ola reads it, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Same thing. Same kasha that we have in Menachas. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the pshat is like Rashi's pshat. Okay. So we have so far two pshatim in what it means Yachid Koryos, and we don't understand why it connects to Yoshua, why Yishtani Yishtani. So far two pshatim, right? Let's go on. There's a Mordechai, a Rimagash, a Rambam, a Rashash. We have at least another four pshatim or so to go, okay? We still don't understand how to read the Gemara. We're just trying to understand just Pashat Yachid Koryos. So the Rimagash quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, right? Take a look underneath on the right. He says as follows: Yachid Koryosan means Koloma Kori Psukim Shalufneim Enra Shalig Marzof HaTorah Shnimtza Kori Mashakasa Moshe Imashakasa Yoshua Elamafsik Vaola Acher the Kori Psukim Eil Bifnei Atzman Kadesh Yenikar Shalok Kasvan Moshe El Yoshua. So let's understand. According to this pshat, what is in Yachid Koryosan? They're separated. There's a separate Aliyah that starts with Vayamas Shamoshe. Or if we're correct, we'll go back to Vayal, Bifim Vayal. But not together with the same Ola of before. Are we knowing this way? But no, we start from Ma'ona. The Chasan Torah starts from Ma'ona and goes to Shem Sid Roch, straight through Vayal Moshe, Vayal Moshe Moshe, to the end. The Chasan Torah does read Psukim from before. But according to Rabbi Agash, that would not be correct. Yachid Koryosan means that has to be segregated and separated with a separate Oled, not to read together these Tzukim with the Tzukim before. So then what's the Gemara saying? That sounds like Zman de'Amar b'Yoshua. It's because it's Yoshua, we don't want to read it together with Dibrei Moshe, so to speak. And what's the Gemara going to answer? That really, you could go like the other Shita also of Shimon, but since it's Shtani, since it was written in Moshe in a different manner than the rest of the Torah, Dema, he wasn't Omer Vikose, therefore we want to separate it with a separate Aliyah, not with this Ola before. So that's how the Gemara would read according to that's another Pshat. And then the other Pshat he brings, Pirishacha, Yachid Koresh, En Rashay Lahafsik Behem, Kadeshua Yinikah Sheshuhu Kosman. First of all, he said it's the Pshat of Rashi, but he gives a little bit of a svara here. Why are you not Mafsik? The Pshat is Rashi, Yachid Koresh, En Rashay Lahafsik Behem. Lahafsik meaning to call another Ola. But why not? He says a reason, because then it would be more nickered. You want to make it so obvious. Interesting. That is, so we have so far, how many pshatim? Rashi's pshat, Bin Meshulam's pshat. Rashi says you have one Ola and not two. Bin Meshulam is that only the Ola reads it, not the Bal Kore. We have the Rimagash, that it's not read together with Pesukim that are preceding it. Right, those are the three pshatim we have so far. Another pshat is the Mordechai. The Meiri's Meramis to it. Look at the Meiri, then look at the Mordechai himself. Meiri in Bava Basra. David Mishpash Baharbi Panim. Yesh Apirshush Imatzikin Osam Lishnayim. Whose pshat is that? Imatzikin Osam Lishnayim. Whose pshat is that? Rashi. Yesh Apirshush. Now comes the fourth pshat. This is the Mordechai. Shemiyuchad b'tzibur koriosam. That the one who gets it is an yachid. Yachid means a man of distinction. That is typically who you usually give chasen Torah to. Someone chashev, right? Miyuchad shebetzibur. We'll see that in Mordechai in a minute. The yesh appear shoshina kori psukim shelefneim rasha lekoron elamapsik l'sham v'achar kore. Whose pshat is that? You stop, That's the Rimagash. Okay. Now, if you look in the Mordechai in Halachas Ketanas here, Ches Pesukim Shabbato Yochid Koryosam, Bab Mishum Hay Mefarish, that's the first Pshat. Then go down a little bit. Vani Shamati. See it? Vani Shamati. Yochid Tamid Chacham. Kedamrinan Loko Rotzalasas Atmo Yochid Oseh. So this is like a Meiri, right? The Yachid means someone of distinction, a man of stature. Okay, so this is the pshat now. So we have so far, how many pshatim? We have four so far, right? Four pshatim. One Ola, not two. Not just connected with the other pshatim before. Not the Ola reads. And that it's given to a man of stature. That's four. Now comes the Rambam, this pshat number five, right? Listen to this Rambam. Hilchos Tefila. Shmona psukim shebesof haTorah mutar likros osan beis haKnesses bepachas me'asara. You can read it without a minyan. Typically, Kriyas haTorah requires a minyan. Why? The Mishnah Megillah. But what will be the Pashat Pshat reason? Davar shebekdusha. These are psukim. You don't need a minyan. The Rambam saying. Af bishakol Torah. Since the mashmaus is that it's achamisas Moshe, and he couldn't write it after misas, so it's mashma, and its inference is going on afterwards. Having nishtanu, ufikach mutu yachad lekvososa. How could the gezach? What's this Rambam all about? Because Mashman Rachamisas Moshe, what does the Gemara say? Ishtanu, and he wrote it b'dem. It was not Omer Vikosin. The Rambam has some kind of a strange pshat. He's somehow connecting that to what he's saying. Mashman Rachamisas Moshe. What does that have to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says he's Moshe Kosei b'dema, not Omer Vikosin. The Rambam is teaching it in the sense of Mashman Rachamisas. What is? How does the Rambam's words connect with what the Gemara says? And how does that explain why you don't need a minyan? As much as we were struggling with Rashi, we have even more of a struggle here with the Rambam. The Rambam had to read the Gemara a certain way and then explain it. It has to do, therefore, you don't need a sara. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam, not in terms of how he read the Gemara, but how could it be you don't need a minyan? But look what he asks. He asks, first of all, lo shamanu davar zeh me'olam, that you don't need a minyan. What does it really mean? This is which pshat is he going with? In a mafsik, Rashi. Rashi is the Yisham Megillah. Uvim komos alav nagusha olay l'sefer Torah who kori badav in a chazan kori imo. That's the big meshulam. Umasha kasav what the Rambam writes who inyan zorus ma'od bat sibur heichan hoch. It's a strange thing. Bat sibur heichan hoch. Where did the sibur go? What does the Ravid mean with asking at Sibur Heichan Holchu? What does that mean? So comes the Kesef Mishnah. Umashe Kasev Lo Shamanu Enu Kusha. Umashe Kasev Mekomos Alo Noagu. Okay. Umashe Kasev Shuin Yizarus. Yesh Loma De Meshkachas Lo. She Yu Asar Bis HaKnesses. V'yotza Echad Mehem. O Shiloi Bis HaKnesses Elatisha. What is he saying? You had 10. The yatsa echad mehem. But then it says, oh, shalei elatisha. So what is he? The first thing, the halacha is, by davar shebekdusha, if you started with a minyan, you can actually finish even if somebody leaves. If you had a minyan when it started. That's the halacha, but that's true by everything. It's true by any kriyas haTorah, not just over here. Shai, there's a Shai Lugabi HaFtorah. When HaFtorah, in the Shabur quote, talks about this. If you had a minion for Kriyas HaTorah, and then one or two people walked out, exactly a minion, now you have short of a minion, you could finish the Kriyas HaTorah, but the HaFtorah is a Shai Lugabi, that can Nigmar or not after the Torah. But that's true every all the time. Yeah.
Can you say, in that case, can you say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah?
I think so. I know because the Skabo for Chazos HaShafi could. The Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, I'm not sure. I don't remember, maybe, yeah. But the Kriyas HaTorah itself, you could finish. But that's true all the time. So what makes this different? So there are yeshuvim. We'll see, they want to say maybe it's nafkamina if Rov HaTzibur leaves. But either way, we have, just today we're just going to have the kashas, I think. We're going to have to kind of leave it. We're not going to be able to get necessarily to all the answers. A little bit, we'll speak up from the Rav something. But let's just see a little bit more in Makoros, okay? You have a little bit to learn over Yantif, I guess. You can get into this Indian. Okay. The next page, okay, so the Rush we're not going to do. That's the Inyan of when Moshe died, how he was right, Sefer Torah, that's a whole Inyan by itself. The Masha has his own Pshat of the Dema. The Masha here on the top. After Sefer Torah, that was the Kasha that Rabbi Yehuda asked. Or that Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Yehuda. But what about the Tanya of Rabbi Yehuda? Efshe Moshe Meis. So, according to Rabbeinu Bachaya, it's not a time. He didn't bother, wasn't bothered. He could write it before it happened. He didn't think it was a kash. That was the way Rabbeinu Bachaya went. The Masha says, Rav Shimon Nami Chashkel Kushes Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Moshe Meis Liksib Yosef Kushes Rav Yosef Moshe. The Bechaya Vade Lo Yekosev Kach. The Nelsik Hashikra. It was the Taina of Rav Yehuda that he can't write Rav Yosef Moshe before it happened. Rav Shimon understands it is a Taina. It's Nelsik Hashikra. It's different than the examples that Hashem HaAsid that Ben Bechaya brings. Can't write Rav Yosef Moshe when he's still alive. Rav Shimon Kamar, the Vade Sefer Torah Shel Moshe lo chas v'filos achas. The kula hu chas v'b'chayav. I mechzik hashikra, looks like sheker. Ni lo mechzik hashikra. Why? Because as follows. The kula Sefer Torah ad v'yamas Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer Moshe omer v'kosev. V'kan min v'yamas shina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer u'moshe kosev v'lo haya Moshe omer. V'shem hachi u mechzik hashikra she lo ya omra b'shask siva. So Shina number one takes care of the problem in one respect, that if he didn't say the words, then it's not as real. So it's not as Mesik Hashikra. He didn't repeat the word Vayamash Moshe when he's alive. The Mesik Hashikra is what, by saying it, it's like giving it a kiyum. He didn't say it. So it's not Mesik Hashikra in the sense he just wrote. Okay, he didn't say it. What's the second point? The ode, the host of ode, lo meshigam haksiva mi vayamas moshe nishtana mishar haksiva. The ksiva was a different substance. Shahaya bidyo v'kan b'dema delav iksav gomor. So dema is tears. Tears is not iksav. It can't count for iksav. Kei deperek maybe get roshem hem baroque, and then they can write out, if they don't have a sign, so you put saliva, and then they just trace it. So it's not called that there was a ksiva until they write, but they know now it's a write because it's something there that's showing them how to guard themselves. So the roke is not a ksiva, so dio is not a ksiva, it's just tears. Ukacho, merci kishikra kral, second, lo ha'mira b'lo ha'ksiva. So the mashash pshat, unique pshat, is that the reason why he says Moshe kose v'dema is to take care of the problem, merci kishikra, on two counts. The Amira is not Sheker, there was no Amira. And the Ksiba was not Sheker because it was written video, which is an Ksiba. And in this, he brings the case of Baruch, the Simi Pivikari Light, the Mashmi Gam Baruch, Kosovi Kore, Bahia Kasiba Bidyo, Kimid Moshe Shina, Shloya Kosid Kore, Gam Shloya Bidyo, Rak Bidema, Lomelsi Kishikro, Kirbu Ksiba. Fine. The Rashi Piresh Bin Yanacher, that we brought Baruch, fine, because of Tsar, and so on. But I think the Pshat is what I said. That's the Masha. Yeah.
In the case of Giffen, someone's writing over that saliva.
Over the rogue, yeah.
That's what becomes Ksav. So here,
right,
so no one's writing over Moshe's.
No, so you have, to know, it could be, this is what Mashiach doesn't say, it could be in this regard, Yeshua could have maybe done that. It could be.
And you didn't say it because it was just popped up. So.
Right. Okay, a little bit more, and then I'll say from the rub something, okay? Let's see. The here you have the Tour Beis Yosef. You have the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Shum Torah Ein Hapsikin Behem Eliyachid Kori. So what gets the halacha of all these pshatim that we have so far? How many pshatim? No, Rashi's pshat, one Ola. We have the Shulam. Only the Ola reads it. We have the Rimagash. They don't read it together. With before you have the Mordechai that was a chashav person that gets it, and we have the Rambam. That what? That it's you don't need a minion. I'll speak out. I don't know if they have the Rashash in here. Speak out the Rashash. That's the sixth pshat. Rashash says that, you know, on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, they're going to get for us. What do we do for the Aliyas on Chol Hamoed Sukkos? We read the same things more than once. Right? Let's say Eretz Yisrael for sure. It's that way. The second day, the third day, Yom HaShlishi, and again, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShlishi. Remember last year? That was you and Eretz Yisrael. And what do? We do, you know, again, it's still a repeat. You end up doing the last Ola does 2 days. So you end up reading the same words for more than one Ola. So the Rasha says that's what it means, Yachid Koryos, and that only one person, this is read only for one person. You can't have a second person get an aliyah and be the same word. Bezos HaBracha, we're doing it all the time, right? How many cycles do you do? Bezos HaBracha, right? The lady, Amar, Vinyamin, Amar, right? It's all again, again, again. So it's maybe Gafka because they had this thing in there on Bezos HaBracha that they were doing it again, again, again. So comes the last sukim, Yachid Koryo, son, you don't do more than once. You can't give it to more than one person. That's the Mashash. what gets in Shulchan Aruch, what gets mentioned? So in the Torah says, Ches Psukim Ein Mafsikin Behen. That's Rashi. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes from Rashi. The Rambam says the Beis Yosef, you read a Pachas Miyud. The Dark in Moshe, that's the Ramah, right? In Oz Dalet. The Mordechai, Yesh Mepharshim, Tamid Chacham. Who's called a Yachid. That's the Ramah quoting the Ramah Mordechai. In the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos V'Shchodesh, Shmona Tzukim, Ein Mafsikim Behem, El Yachid Koryas Kulam, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chalkan L'shnei Kruyim, Batam V'yesh Behem Shin Mishar Sefer Torah, Yeshua Kosva, and even Amandam Moshe Kosva, B'dema, Ho V'yesh Shinu She Nitzu B'dema, Nishtanu, Shelo L'chalkan Kishar Sefer Torah. Now you have in Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, talks about what we do in Simchas Torah, but Korim Zos HaBracha, at Sof HaTorah, Misha Kori Pashuk Zinik V'chas in Torah, V'roi Lahadir, Im Be'efshe, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shi HaKonim Uchtar Metorah, O Kopal Migdoli HaKol, who you give Zaliyah to. It's interesting, though, if you look in further, it says, it talks about Kohen Arim, and it says, U'bala, Chom Od Nagu Isayim HaTorah, Af al katan ha'ole. Af agab diyesh omim the dafka tam chacham tzarach esayin. So the Mordechai says dafka tam chacham, and lemaisa you could even have a katan get that aliyah. And on the other hand, that's what he brings in the Mishnah Berurah. He says af after kasav nelev siv katan aruch the roishia misayin muchta b'torah, abo meikar adin gam katan yachal esayin. So interesting. So on the one hand, mahadah to do this, but. Okay. The Pri Chodesh asked the obvious kasha in the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam says the ikar pshat is Rashi's pshat. Kenu am pirush ha ikari. Apo Rambam mefarish the koronos and pachos me'asara. Va'arayvid hisig alav the dove zarisu that sibur hechon holchu. The Kesef Mishnah Tireth, the Meshkachas Law, that they started with Yod Yotz Miksasa. That's what the Mekesef Mishnah, that was Yehate. The Yeshu Daktik, what we asked before, the Mai Iriah Hanishmon Epsukim, Afil Koa Toraku Anami Dina Achi, like we have in Simon Reish Kukmam Gimel. In other words, if you had a minion to start, you could finish Kriyas HaTorah without a minion. So why would it only be over here? How could the Kesef Mishnah give such a teret? So he wants to answer the Shem Yishlomar based on Iran, quoted in Simon Nun Hei. The boys nishtayu ruban, ba'ani chesukim afilo nishtayu ruban gomrim. Difference is, typically, you still have to add rov of the minion. And here, if you had 10 to start, you can end up with one. You can end up with less than rov. That's what he wants to say. I don't know if you want to do the Chacham Tzvi or not. It's a very interesting tshuva. Somebody who was, who went to another religion and then the tshuva, and he wants to get the Saliyah of Chasan Torah. Okay, we'll leave that. Okay, you can look at it. You have the next page, Rav Chaim? Okay, look at the Rav Chaim. And there's a Gra also on the bottom. Let me do the Gra with you first. Just another pshat of the Dema. And then we'll do the Rav Chaim and I'll speak out something from the Rav, okay? This is not answering all the kashas before with Rashi, we'll leave that, but just something. The Gra is a famous pshat of the Dema. They bring in a Kohel Yahu, so it's all, you know, from the Gra. They quote this Gemara, and they ask, he has many kashas, so Kushan Nigles, how did Rav Shimon answer the problem of Rav Yehuda, of Efshe Moshe Chai, because of the Yom Shel Moshe, Mechzi Kishikra? How did Rav Shimon's proposal, a Moshe Kosei B'Dema, respond to that kasha? So we saw Beit Bachaya would say he didn't have to. He didn't hold it was a kasha. And stop me just telling you something on his own, but not that it's because of the kasha that he says it. We had the Mashas Pshat, that it's not Melchik Shikra on two counts, not the Ksiva, not the Amira. That's what he says, what he says. The Gra is going to say something different. Okay, even though maybe Rashi is trying to fix this problem a little bit, that Moshe... and that's why he said it. The Kanda Elchi didn't repeat it, so it wasn't a sheker as much. So what about the ksiva being the sheker? So the Masha says it was the Dema. Okay. Amnam Yesh Lefarish, he wants to say really that there's no real machlokas necessarily between the two shitas of Tanai. One says Yeshua Kasav, and one says Moshe Kasav Edema. Elu ve'elu. They're not necessarily arguing. How so? Mar machada below peak. The chora kashbi gemar. My makshe ches psukim hech nichtevu in Moshe hayadayim chay. The ma'isa, the Torah was preceded the world 2,000 years before the world. There was no shemaim, there was no aretz, there are mabul, there are flaga, nothing. Ech nichtevu b'Torah kodem shehayu ba'olam. How could you have a Torah that speaks about events that happened over this 6,000 years or so before the world came into existence? So the answer is, the Ramban that you have here just above, but not going to read it, but you can read it yourselves. The answer is that the Torah can be written and divided all kinds of different ways. The way we read it is Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, Esa, Shemaim, and so on. But the words are just letters, run on letters. He says, Kod Torah, Shemos of Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's the Ramban in his Akdama to Torah. Tzirufim she'osius v'tevos. Before Bias HaOlam, the Torah had different meanings. That's what the Malachim wanted the Torah for. It was Shemos of Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once Hashem created the world and gave us the Torah, now the Torah gets divided as we know it, to the words and the letters that we see in front of us. And that's the meaning of the Gemara. Kavanas of Shem, Ech Efshel Yosef Torah Chaser, Kivos Achas, the Gam Lo Yos Sheker. So he says, Ad Kana Kosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer V'Kosev. Moshe, every word, the way we have it. So that's how he said it. He said, Vayidaber, Shem, El Moshe, Lemar, Tzavest, whatever it was, he said those words. And he wrote it like that. However, when it came to these Tzukim, it was Bedema. Dema doesn't mean tears. Dema means dimua. Dimua means it's all mixed. It's without interruption, without divisions. He was writing these words from Yamsha Moshe, Apitzirufe Tevos, Shmosav Shua Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it wouldn't be read as Vayomas Shamosha. It was jumbled, or it was just with run on, without breaks. So what did Yeshua do? After Moshe died, Yeshua took those letters and he made them into Vayomas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem, the Lo Kam Navi, and so on. Lacha Misaso, Kasim Yeshua, Kipishinitan Lo Rishus, Galus as a Torah. Nemela Shnei Deos Lo Prigi, Moshe wrote it. Nothing is lacking. There's not even a letter lacking. But the last Tzukim, he could not write it in the Nigla form. He wrote it with Tzirufim. Yeshua went and divided it up. Okay, so this is the guy. Let's go to the Chaim. Chaim says an interesting thing in terms of Omer Bekosev. Rashi learns Omer means he said it, verbalized it, and then wrote it down. Why? What was the reason Rashi gave? Not to forget. Chaim is a different shot. Guess it's Rashi was Omer Bekosev. He says it was a different gears in the Gemara, not Omer v'Kosev, Kosev v'Omer. What does it mean? So then Rav Chaim said like this, why do we call Ksuvim, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im, Nevi'im? Oh, Nevu'ah. So some Rishonim say because it was different Madrega, Ruach HaKodesh, different versus Nevu'ah. But Rav Chaim didn't want to learn that way. He wanted to learn different Shad. Nevi'im means Navi had to give over the Nevu'ah Baal Peh. Suvim was when the tchila, you write it down, but not meant to be given over Balpeh. It's interesting. So Shira Sazino is unique in a certain way because it was written down and then Moshe taught it. Typically, we'll see. Suvim had to be written down first. He said that's the pshat. Torah has two dinim, din amira, din ksiva. Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah did not have a din amira, just a din of ksiva. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Ad kan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev VeOmer. It was for the sake of giving over. Here, there was no amira. Kosev VeDema, just ksiva. Even Omer VeKosev, it's the same idea. He wants to say, the ksiva, Korah Torah Kulam, Omer, Moshe, Omer VeKosev, he was not kosev. First, he had to give it over as a Navi, and then he was kosev. Here, It went right away to the Ksav. Rav Shechter, the very end of his Sefer, Nefesh HaRav, the very end, Lamish, the last two pages or so of the Sefer, he has a piece in the Rav, this Gemara. And in explaining the Rambam, he has a little bit more, but I'm just tell you the last piece, the Rambam. He talks about Shiur Sazino, you can find this yourself. I want to leave it. Ho b'shtani ishtani. What did the Rambam say? Since it's different from the rest of the Torah, because mashman achamisas Moshe. What does that have to do with what the Gemara says? The Rambam doesn't mean that the person could think. The Rambam means when Moshe wrote down the psukim, it wasn't yet emes. He didn't die yet. They didn't have a mashmos. And he didn't give it over to Klal Yisrael. So they were never niskadesh through the ksiva of Moshe. They didn't have a shem chepsa shel Torah yet. Because it wasn't emes yet. And he didn't give it over yet. And if it wasn't niskadesh, they don't have dinah davar shebekdusha. Therefore, you don't need a minyan. And that's the bidya. And this is why is it bidema? Bidema means he cried that these words that he's writing don't yet have a kedusha sefer Torah because they don't have a mashmos yet. They didn't have yet meaning. They didn't have context, and he didn't give it over yet. So they didn't have the Torah until it became a reality. So therefore, he was upset that he wrote something in the Torah that didn't yet have a kedusha sefer Torah. Okay, I think we can probably talk more about this, but maybe we'll leave that for maybe after Yontif, or we'll figure out other opportunities. But just to have a little bit of a flavor of a sugya, which is a unique sugya, a lot of pshatim, which we still have to come back to explain better why according to each pshat would it make sense that therefore the shino that the Gemara talks about should dictate the other halachic difference between this and the rest of the Torah. Okay. Just say a little bit of the yin for the yom, and then maybe we'll have a chance for people to have Q&A.